Hello, Peoria Unified School District. Thank you for the opportunity to bring you some updates. I'd like to welcome all of you back from winter break and hope that your year 2010 is off to a great start. We have many exciting things going on throughout the district. I'd like to bring you up to date on a few. First of all, the district has signed on as one of the participating districts in the state's Race to the Top application. You may be aware that this is part of the federal funding and reform efforts under the Obama administration, and the state of Arizona has submitted an application. The results of that submittal will be known in March. We'll keep you apprised of the details. We'll include a link in this informational podcast. I'm really excited to congratulate and compliment our senior English teachers under the direction of Mrs. Debbie LeBlanc. They had a terrific meeting recently with the freshman professors at ASU West. As you know, part of our efforts to ensure that our students are post-secondary successful is to make sure that we are aligned with the expectations that our students will be under once they participate in those classes as freshmen on the university campuses. Productive day. We learned a lot, and I know they did as well. Congratulations to those teachers and certainly Mrs. LeBlanc. Recently, we had a modernization study session that we presented to the governing board, and that was also very successful. One of the highlights is this idea that we're going to continue to promote and create opportunities for every one of our graduates to receive up to a full year of college upon graduation from the Peoria Unified School District. We're excited by this programming, and we'll be bringing more to you as we articulate that and make it readily available to all of our students in the upcoming years. You'll be hearing more about this work under the title of 4 Plus 1. On January 29th, the district is hosting an opportunity for West Valley leaders to hear information presented actually from ABEC, Arizona Business and Education Coalition, on some ideas for redefining the way that we fund schools in Arizona. This is a culmination of about a year's worth of work, and we are seeking input from our community and certainly from leaders in the state on this school finance proposal. Once again, we are hosting that. That's January 29th, sure to be a good discussion. You're also very aware of House Bill 2011, which passed the legislature last year. As a result, we are having to change policy associated with specific deadlines for issuance of contracts. I want all of you to know that it is in our best interest to issue contracts as early as we possibly can, and we'll certainly proceed accordingly. We are, I'm sure, going to be in some interesting budget times this spring. You're not any stranger to that conversation, but I wanted all of you to know that as soon as we have information that will allow us to set our budgets for next year, we will issue contracts. We believe it's important to do so earlier than later. Also, as part of that legislation, there were some changes regarding RIF and seniority, and we are working to put those policies in place. We certainly recognize that this is a change for everybody, and I certainly encourage all of you that have interest to follow these conversations through our board meetings. We'll make that information available on our portals, and we're certainly getting input from our association groups as well as anybody who's interested in helping us craft that policy language. At our first governing board meeting in January, our board did elect a new president, Mrs. Kathy Kinect, and a new clerk. The clerk is Mr. Hal Borhauer. We did establish our regular board meeting schedule, second and fourth Thursdays of each month, starting at 6 p.m., and we will be trying something a little bit different this year. We will be taking two of our board meetings out to our schools, one hosted at Raymond S. Kellis High School and the other one at Liberty High School. Also, I'm working on scheduling an opportunity to be on each of our elementary and high school campuses through the months of February and March. I want to have personal conversation with each of you to get your ideas, also to provide you with updates on our budget. As you know, the governor presented her proposal this week. The legislature has reconvened. Certainly lots of moving parts on the budget. I want to be able to sit firsthand with you and hear your ideas, and also to talk to you a little bit about the possibility of an upcoming override next November. So I look forward to the opportunity to visit with you on your campuses. In closing, lots of exciting things going on throughout the district in this new year. My personal thanks to each of you for making those wonderful events available to our students. I know that our students are learning at the highest levels, and that it is very much as a result of the hard work that each of you do to support our students. Congratulations go out to Cactus High School, won the state championship football this year. Also, several of our employees have recently received recognition. Dr. Kayla Carter, Peoria High School principal, was recognized by the Arizona Music Association as an outstanding supporter of music. Also, Miss Jill Mahoney was recognized as the Outstanding Educator of the Year. The Raymond S. Kellis Cheer Squad has been selected to represent the state of Arizona in the national cheer competition, which will take place this spring. Best of luck to that cheer squad. Certainly a wonderful recognition and very talented line. Ms. Robin Dahlman, principal at Ira A. Murphy School, recently has been recognized as a finalist in the Rodell Leadership Recognition Program. Congratulations to Mrs. Dahlman. By the way, Mrs. Ray Conley was recognized as a semifinalist by the Rodell Foundation. While we're talking about recognitions, Mrs. Debbie McIntosh, principal, Cactus High School, was recently inducted into the state's Student Council Hall of Fame. Congratulations, Mrs. McIntosh. Wish each of you the very best as we enter into the second semester. Look forward to seeing you on your campuses.